If you believe in traditional marriage and historic Christianity, watch out. There's a powerful organization trying to marginalize you by designating you as a hater. And they could even put your life in danger. Who is this group, and how are they working to silence you? Find out on this special program.
The Southern Poverty Law Center is redefining what hate is.
The SPLC gave rise and gave fuel to the actions of this domestic terrorist.
Southern Poverty Law Center is not a neutral, reliable source on hate.
The Southern Poverty Law Center is irresponsible and reckless, and frankly, it results in putting people's lives in danger.
Welcome to the special program, Prophets of Hate, the Southern Poverty Law Center. Some remember that the Southern Poverty Law Center once did some good work in the waning days of the civil rights movement. But today, they have enlisted in the culture wars on the side of the radical left and have made enormous profits in the process. Yet this radical group is taken seriously by the media, educational institutions, and even law enforcement, while demonizing those who hold traditional Christian beliefs on marriage and sexuality as so-called hate groups, including this ministry, by the way. As we begin, we look at one case in which their designation led to frightening and potentially deadly consequences.
August 15, 2012, Floyd Lee Corkins walked into the lobby of the Family Research Council.
Leo Johnson, who was our building manager, was manning the front desk at that time and asked for some identification. This man, Mr. Corkins, reached into his backpack, and instead of pulling out identification, he pulled out a gun, which he aimed at Leo, and fired. Leo was wounded in the arm.
Leo wrestled him to the ground with one good arm, took his pistol away from him, and started to shoot him. And then Leo told us later that God told him not to shoot Floyd Lee Corkins.
The FBI agent told me that his courageous, bold response saved many lives that day.
The would-be shooter had a backpack with 100 rounds of ammunition and 15 Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
He had intended to kill as many people as he could and then smear Chick-fil-A sandwiches in their faces that day on August the 15th.
So this was 2 weeks after the Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day that some people may recall, when there was such a turnout across the country of support for Chick-fil-A because of their support for marriage.
What he objected to was our stand on traditional marriage. We had said that marriage is the institution between a man and a woman, and he was a volunteer for a local LGBT organization.
How did we respond to a man who came in to terrorize our building, who has since pleaded guilty to terrorism? Well, we've prayed for him. We've prayed that he might come to an understanding of the truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Floyd Corkins was convicted of an act of domestic terrorism. This is the first terrorism conviction in the District of Columbia since the law was enacted after 9/11. When he was interrogated by the FBI, they asked him, how did you pick your target?
Now, how did you, this building, this organization, how did you find it? Did you like look it up online, or how did you know about
it? They Southern Poverty Law lists anti-gay groups, like not online.
Southern Poverty Law Center is reckless in labeling groups as hate groups or labeling individuals as hate mongers, and they do both. They have no authority to do so.
The Southern Poverty Law Center needs to realize that they have blood on their hands. And it's not that they can't criticize us. We can take criticism. But the hate label is a slander, and it is an irresponsible slander, which in our case led directly to violence.
At the time of the shooting, several dozen homosexual groups denounced the violence. But there was never an apology from the Southern Poverty Law Center.
I can assure you, if someone who had once attended a Sunday school class had gone into a gay and lesbian organization and attempted to do what Mr. Corkins attempted to do in our building, we would still be hearing about it.
Meanwhile, Family Research Council's name is still listed on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate map. So also is that of D. James Kennedy Ministries, because we proclaim what the Bible says about marriage and sexuality. Supposedly, we're also a hate group, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center.
They're a very dangerous organization. Not only dangerous from a standpoint that they inspired a gunman to come into our building, but dangerous because they are ready and willing and working to dispose of our First Amendment, and that is dangerous.
We thank God that no one was killed in that incident, largely due to the heroic actions of that brave building manager who was shot defending his colleagues. Later in this program, we'll provide an update on him. Yet despite the explicit admission of the shooter, Floyd Corkins, that he was inspired by the Southern Poverty Law Center's so-called hate map, the SPLC has never apologized for what happened. Nor have they removed the Family Research Council, D. James Kennedy Ministries, or many other like-minded groups from their hate map. More recently, a conservative congressman and three other people were shot by a man who, like Floyd Corkins, was a fan of the SPLC and had endorsed their page on Facebook. Yet their irresponsible and inaccurate rhetoric continues unabated. Just what is the Southern Poverty Law Center, and why is it doing these things? Dr. Jerry Newcomb takes a closer look.
I have a dream.
The Southern Poverty Law Center is an organization that began back during the Civil Rights era, in part to protect the rights of those who were being unjustly treated. However, what we have today is an organization that, in continuing its mission, has lost sight of some of the key principles that motivated, in particular, the Southern Christian leaders, the ministers, who were fighting for our unalienable rights.
In his classic letter from the Birmingham jail, Dr. King wrote, quote, "A just law is a man-made code that squares with the moral law of God. An unjust law is a code that is out of harmony with the moral law."
Martin Luther King Jr. often preached upon the fact that the impetus, the energy behind what they were doing in fighting for the civil rights of basically my dad's generation was grounded in God's Word, in the truth of God's Word.
The Southern Poverty Law Center is continuing to operate off of a reputation of the past in which they were focused on racist organizations. The name of the Southern Poverty Law Center is a little deceptive because the only thing impoverished about the Southern Poverty Law Center are their ethics. What they do is they simply go after and try to marginalize Christian organizations that speak about biblical morality. And they do nothing to help those who are poor in the South.
In fact, one particular case was a woman whose son had been beaten to death by the KKK. Morris Dees went in there, won the case. The woman got $54,000 as a result of the case, but Morris Dees ended up raising $9 million for the Southern Poverty Law Center. She did not get any of that benefit to the Southern Poverty Law Center.
This is an organization that has a massive endowment of, I think, $300 million. Much of it is kept offshore in offshore accounts in the Cayman Islands and so forth. And yet they exploit people, small donors and so forth, asking for money that they don't need in order to do things that are attacking people who they happen to disagree with ideologically.
At one time, Dr. Ben Carson, the renowned neurosurgeon, who is now the director of HUD for the Trump administration, ended up on the Southern Poverty Law Center's Profiles of Extremists of Hate.
why would they put someone, a leader like Ben Carson, why would they put him on the hate list? Is it because of what the man has done? Has it been because how he has served, not only in the medical community, but outside the medical community? You know, what has he done? Or is it because of what the man believes, the foundation that motivates his life of service? If they have a problem with that, then that's what got him on the hate list.
The Southern Poverty Law Center is redefining what hate is. It's doing so first to raise money, and secondly, it's doing it in order to shut down all contrary opinion, which the First Amendment was designed to protect.
With an original mission of opposing groups like the Ku Klux Klan, the Southern Poverty Law Center did some good work decades ago, targeting lingering racism. But as the Klan diminished, the SPLC needed to find other ways to keep the donations flowing in. They have done this by designating traditional evangelical organizations as hate groups and plotting them on their so-called hate map and placing them on their list of extremists. There, you will find Klansmen and white supremacist David Duke standing right alongside evangelical Christian historian David Barton. It is a modern form of insanity that anyone would believe this. But the SPLC has found it profitable to scare up money from Northeastern liberals who have no firsthand acquaintance with any actual evangelical Christians. This would all be rather laughable, except that the Southern Poverty Law Center still wields enormous weight. John Rabe has more.
The Southern Poverty Law Center has a wonderful public relations operation where they have been able to sell themselves to the media, to the decision makers, to turn Americans against traditional values, against our Christian heritage.
The Southern Poverty Law Center has been extraordinarily successful in positioning itself as an unbiased arbiter of so-called hate groups, while disguising its extreme left-wing ideology.
Well, one of the ways that Southern Poverty Law Center gets its message out, it does so by being this respectable organization and has been very, very clever in going to law enforcement agencies and saying, look, we'll do some work for you. We'll determine who these hate groups are, and hate groups are typically associated with violence. We'll give you a heads up on who they are, and as a result of that, a lot of these police organizations look upon the Southern Poverty Law Center as a real source for them to help them in any crime prevention.
It's very dangerous whenever we have any organization that's referenced at all by any part of government for law enforcement, where the organization effectively tries to isolate a whole groups of people because of their faith, specifically isolate people who believe in biblical teachings, believe in the Bible, as somehow they're being a hate group or equivalent to the KKK. That's what they're attempting to do. And if they get away with it, every church in America that teaches from Scripture and believes in the teachings of Scripture will be categorized on the same level as the KKK. And that would open the door for tremendous tyranny.
Well, one of the tactics of an organization like Southern Poverty Law Center, when they want to get their agenda across, is to mix true haters with faux haters, that is, ones who are made up in order to set a particular agenda. And so the agenda of the Southern Poverty Law Center is to take people who really aren't haters, who have just taken a position different from their own, and mixing them with true haters.
A few years ago, this slide on religious extremism was shown at a U.S. Army Reserve Equal Opportunity training briefing. First on the list was evangelical Christianity. Fifth on the list was Al-Qaeda. Where in the world did the U.S. Army officials putting on that training get their information? The answer, of course, is the Southern Poverty Law Center.
The media will cite whatever the
Southern Poverty Law Center says as gospel truth. Once you can say that, somebody's on the SPLC's hate list, and if you're a journalist for the mainstream media, then you point out, yes, this group is on the hate list for the SPLC.
Unfortunately, they've been very effective in the mainstream media. Many reporters don't do their homework. They don't dig into the background of this organization and understand they have an agenda.
Just one example occurred when veteran CBS newsman Bob Schieffer interviewed Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council as the Supreme Court was hearing the same-sex marriage case.
And Ms. Perkins, I'm going to say this to you up front. You and your group have been so strong in coming out against this and against gay marriage that the Southern Poverty Law Center has branded the Family Research Council an anti-gay hate group. We have been inundated by people who say we should not even let you appear because they, in their view, quote, you don't speak for Christians. Do you think you have taken this too far?
No. Examples like this are too numerous to count. The SPLC has, in recent decades, been partially successful in casting mainstream, traditional Christians as haters worthy of being silenced.
Well, the Southern Poverty Law Center has an aura of respectability because of its history. But they've now taken such a hard turn to the left, they've just fallen off the surface of the earth. They just label people that disagree with any of the multicultural, moral relativist views concerning transgenderism, homosexuality, etc., as being a hate group.
Recently, one of the nation's leading charity trackers, GuideStar, began using the SPLC's hate designations in its evaluations of charities, marking dozens of mainstream conservative nonprofits as hate groups.
I would say, summing it up, that the Southern Poverty Law Center is not a neutral, reliable source on hate. And if you want to find more reliable sources, turn to something like the FBI, which actually used to use the Southern Poverty Law Center's material, but doesn't anymore because they're not reliable.
In America, we are free to disagree with each other. Our founders gave us the First Amendment to ensure healthy and robust debate. But in today's radicalization of culture, we find liberal voices saying things like, hate speech is not protected by the First Amendment. That is, of course, patently false, but it has proven to be a useful tool on the left for silencing opposition rather than convincing people in the court of public opinion. Tragically, as the Southern Poverty Law Center fills its overflowing coffers by labeling Bible-believing Christians alongside neo-Nazis and the Klan, there are real-life consequences to this falsehood. We began this program by showing you the attack on the Family Research Council, which was directly linked to the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate map. Here is an update on that story 5 years later.
There's still evidence of the violence that was perpetuated on that day. There are bullet holes that are reminders of what our vulnerability was on that day. And we are now sending out a clarion call to others, to be prepared.
The assault against the Family Research Council was in August 2012. In September 2013, the perpetrator, Floyd Corkins II, was convicted and sentenced to prison for 25 years. After that sentencing, the FRC's Tony Perkins and Leo Johnson, who was shot in the attack, held a press conference.
We hold no animosity toward Mr. Corkins.
I'm very pleased with the judge's sentence today. I think justice was served. You know, it was a very tragic situation that would have been a lot worse had I not intervened. I just give all praise to God.
Leo Johnson paid a tremendous price for his heroics on that day in 2012, whether it's been the disruption of his life or the disruption in the care that he provides his mother and his grandmother. There has been a price. And he paid a price in terms of his own personal health, having to undergo several operations. Who would ever think, you know, that going to work at a Christian ministry or going to church, one would be jeopardized, their health, their very lives. And that's what he experienced on that day.
After the courtroom sentencing, shooting victim Leo Johnson was able to address the shooter, Floyd Corkins.
I told Mr. Corkins that, you know, although I forgave him, I would never forget because of the pain and suffering that myself and my family have to go through.
This man now is serving time in a federal prison, but it wasn't just FRC that he was planning to commit mass murder. It was also two other pro-family organizations that he had on a sheet of paper. And he said that he got that information from the Southern Poverty Law Center.
One of those pro-family groups was the Traditional Values Coalition, headed up by Andrea Lafferty.
We have staff or interns here. We have people that come and visit, whether they're supporters, members of churches, pastors with children. It could have been a slaughter. If someone had opened the door, we don't have bodyguards with guns. Guns aren't allowed in Washington. I don't know how we could have defended ourselves. God protected us and we're grateful.
It is irresponsible for the Southern Poverty Law Center to label organizations and people as haters or hate groups simply because they disagree. We can have disagreement all day long. Do it respectfully, do it politely. We're not going to necessarily see on the same page. That's fine. But don't put people in harm's way intentionally.
Corkins is defined by the FBI as a domestic terrorist. The SPLC gave rise and gave fuel to the actions of this domestic terrorist. We have to understand that we now live in a different, more dangerous environment, and it is incumbent upon us to in fact, be prepared.
Floyd Corkins is directly linked to the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate map. And there's probably going to be more people that are unhinged like him use that same excuse to go out and commit carnage against people simply because they believe in marriage as the union of a man and woman.
The SPLC has to understand is that it has created a noose of hate that is choking off real debate in America. They need to do some soul searching and say, enough is enough, and retreat from that sort of behavior.
The scripture says, woe to those who call good evil and evil good. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which began well, now has descended to falsely labeling organizations that promote a biblical view of marriage and sexuality as hate groups. At the same time, they outwardly support sexual behavior that is opposed to God's design. They are literally calling good evil and evil good. They are, of course, free to do that. But law enforcement groups, the media, and educational institutions must understand that the SPLC today is nothing more than a mendacious fundraising machine, and they must no longer take seriously their pronouncements as if they were an objective, unbiased observer. The mask has come off the Southern Poverty Law Center. They are little more than fabulously rich agents of the most radical left-wing political elements in our culture today. As has often been said, sunlight is the best disinfectant, the best way to defeat the SPLC's strategy of fabrication and misrepresentation is by getting the truth out. Dear friends, we need your help in order to do that. This program needs to be seen as widely as possible. We will send you a copy of today's special program, Prophets of Hate, the Southern Poverty Law Center, as our thanks for your generous donation. Please share this program with others who need to see it. So many are woefully ignorant of this threat to freedom. Your pastor, your mayor, your chief of police, everyone needs to understand the truth about the bogus work of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free, 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org. When you donate, you'll be helping us get the truth out, not only on the Southern Poverty Law Center, but also on important subjects like radical Islam, Christian persecution, the encroachment of socialism in America, and the Bible's teaching on marriage and sex. Producing and airing unique programs like this is very expensive, and we can only do it with your help. So please stand with us for the truth and against the lies of the enemy. As our thanks for your generous donation, we will send you today's special program, Prophets of Hate, the Southern Poverty Law Center, including bonus elements on the DVD that are not included in today's broadcast, as our thanks. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, P.O. Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33339, or call toll free 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org.
We are engaged in a culture war, and the attack on the Family Research Council, the shooting of Republican legislators in Virginia, those are real wake-up calls. Those underline the degree to which we are engaged in a very, very serious time in America.
And that's the kind of hate that the SPLC is trafficking in, and it's picked up. It's now the SPLC has kind of reinvented itself in recent years because the mainstream media basically likes what it's saying.
The Southern Poverty Law Center currently, along with a plethora of other organizations that are advancing immorality and injustice in this land, are all part of what I call the God-hating complex.
It's troubling what's happening with the Southern Poverty Law Center, and the only way to combat that is to get out there and expose those people for who they truly are.
As the president of D. James Kennedy Ministries, I can tell you with absolute conviction that this organization is driven by love. Love for God, love for the God of the Bible, and love for men and women and boys and girls who can receive eternal life by turning away from their sins and trusting in Jesus Christ, the only Savior of sinners. By calling our ministry efforts hate, the Southern Poverty Law Center only reveals that their moral compass is fundamentally broken. We pray that they too may find the truth, and that the truth will set them free as well. Thank you for joining us on this special program, Prophets of Hate, the Southern Poverty Law Center. I'm Frank Wright.
This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.